on Cape Talk.
18 minutes past 8 o'clock it is. Lawson Naidu is the Executive Secretary for the Council for the Advancement of the Constitution. Lawson, thank you for your patience. Good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Africa. Thank you.
All right. Before we understand why you oppose to the idea of the public protector requesting in court to be allowed to help draft the narrow terms for the Zondo Commission, perhaps illuminate us. What is she actually asking for?
Well, I think the context here is very important to Africa. So this court action is an application by the Deputy Chief Justice Zondo to the High Court in Pretoria to extend the time frame for the Zondo Commission. The commission is currently due to end at the end of this month in less than 2 weeks. And the Deputy Chief Justice has approached the court for an extension until the end of this year. And in his application, he says, well, he thinks he can be done by then, but he may need to come back to court for a further extension to finalize his report. And part of the reason for him saying that it's taken so long is that the terms of reference are very broad. They are certainly much broader than was part of Advocate Thuli Madonsela's remedial action in her state of capture report. And in our affidavit to the court, CASAC has said two things. Firstly, we said that this needs to be a final deadline for the commission. And we've suggested that even if it goes beyond December, and we've suggested that the commission go up until March next year, but it must be a final deadline because we cannot have this Zondo Commission just continuing on and on. And the public are frustrated and want a final report. And the second thing we said, in order to achieve that deadline, you would need to narrow the terms of reference, which is an issue that the Deputy Chief Justice himself raised in his application. But he hasn't really addressed how he intends going about it. So there are two options. Either he can request the president to amend the terms of reference to narrow them down, or he is given some leeway in the terms of reference to refer matters to other bodies such as the Hawks, the NPA, SRU, etc. As well as, obviously, there's now a new investigating director within the NPA. And we've said that between those two options can provide a solution. What the public protector has come in and done in an affidavit she's filed in the same case is to say that she wants to be involved in that conversation between the president and the Deputy Chief Justice Zondo. And our position is that the public protector has absolutely no role to play in this. The role of the Office of the Public Protector ended when the report was released and the remedial action implemented in terms of establishing the Judicial Commission of Inquiry.
Ended because at that point it then became the business of the presidency to then put in place this commission of inquiry, and therefore the purview, I suppose, resides within his office.
Absolutely, that does, Africa, and that's exactly the point that we're making, is that this is now a matter for the president to determine. Alternatively, the court's good, but it's easier for the president to review it and say, well, we need to do so. And you will recall when we had the Falun Commission of Inquiry into the Marikana massacre, there were revisions to the terms of reference that were done by the president at the time. So this is not a novel concept. But for the public protector to suggest that, she's elevating herself to the status of seeking to elevate herself to the status of the Deputy Chief Justice and President. And she needs to know her place. The office has done its job, and they must allow those processes to continue without interference.
As you said, Lawson, the current deadline is the end of this month, which is in 2 weeks, which I imagine means that the South Gauteng High Court will need to come to its decision very swiftly.
Well, we're expecting judgment either tomorrow or Tuesday morning. The matter was heard in court this past week. Interestingly enough, having filed this affidavit in court, the public protector was not represented in court by a counsel, so there was no argument put forward by the PP's office in the court itself. But we will have a judgment from the court either tomorrow or Tuesday.
Some of the claims that apparently the public protector is making in that affidavit is that her office would have been able to conduct the investigation, or at least the work of the commission, at a fraction of the cost that the Zondo Commission has incurred so far in its inquiry.
Well, that may or may not be the case. I mean, I think it's difficult for us to comment on that because you know, we don't know the extent to which the commission has gone, had to go to investigate these issues and so on. I mean, I think the point is, we know that there's a lot of money that has been spent on the Zondo Commission so far. By August last year, it was sitting at, I think, $354 million having been spent. And part of our argument in saying this, the commission cannot to continue indefinitely, is that this is using up valuable resources. We're saying that the commission has done a very good job in bringing to light the extent and the ravages of state capture, but it needs to come to an end so that there can be real accountability through the proper law enforcement agencies, such as the Hawks, the NPA, and the like. So, yes, it's an expensive issue, but I think, money well worth spent. And, I don't know on what basis the public protector says that she could have done it for $50 million.
In her papers, she writes, "It is my considered view that the president, chairperson and public protector must be ordered or otherwise encouraged to produce a broad framework for the redefinition of the scope and timelines for the commission. Failing the above, the commission will fail to achieve its intended outcomes, may cost billions of rands and run for approximately and conservatively another 4 to 5 years. This would be nothing short of a disaster, more particularly in that so much scarce resources will have been expended while public trust in the process will almost certainly have been vastly eroded." So she's not looking to do this on her own. She wants to do it alongside the president and the chairperson.
Well, and as I said earlier, Africa, she has no role in that. She's merely seeking to elevate her status. And the issue here is, is that if the terms of reference are going to be amended, as I said, that's the prerogative of the president to do so. And then she's confusing issues in that in his application, the Deputy Chief Justice says if he has to fulfill the terms of reference as they are, including those broader aspects of it, it could take between 4 to 6 years for that to happen. He's therefore saying that is obviously unreasonable, and therefore we need to find a way of narrowing down the terms of reference, and he wants to do that either in consultation with the president or get the president to do it, or to use the flexibility he has in the terms of reference to refer it to other bodies. But there's really no reason for the public protector to be involved in that part of this process.
Lawson Naidoo, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much indeed for your time this morning. Executive Secretary for the Council of the Advancement of the Constitution. I should note that CASAC is not the only organization or body that is opposed to it. The Democratic Alliance also opposed to it. The DA Chief Whip, Natasha Mazzoni, saying it would be a bad idea for the Public Protector to be involved in drafting the scope of work for the Zondo Commission. She's quoted, "I think that given the fact that the Public Protector had just thrown her very elaborate 50th birthday party, where she invited many of the people who are being investigated by the Zondo Commission, gives us the absolute proof why the Public Protector should stay as far away from the Zondo Commission as she possibly can."